Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
As we enter hour four of NFL free agency, are you having fun yet? The Jets have lost Bryce Huff to the Philadelphia Eagles, but the headline is that the Giants have lost Saquon Barkley to the Philadelphia Eagles. He is signing a three-year, $37.75 million contract. It could be worth up to $46.75 million. It includes $26 million fully guaranteed at signing. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley is a turncoat. He is a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. So, Giant fans, how are we feeling? Are we pissed at him? Are we pissed at Joe Shane? Or is it one of those things where it's like, you know what? It didn't work out. It didn't make sense. You got to build the ass first. Sorry, it just didn't work out with Saquon. I'm not mad at anybody. Now, the Giants have pivoted real quick, not with a running back, but they signed a guard, John Runyon, away from the Green Bay Packers in a three-year, $30 million contract that includes $7 million. Now, how do Giant players feel about this? Tiki Barber made a comment that, you know, kind of hurt me. He said, Evan, you're a loser who's never been in a locker room. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That's pertaining to him trading Saquon. It has nothing to do with anything else.
That's right. Because Tiki said, hey, you couldn't trade him at the deadline. It would have caused locker room issues. Well, here's a tweet that may, I don't want to say prove you're right, but definitely prove that there's some disappointment. Kayvon Thibodeau.
Right.
Why? I'm happy, my brother, though. But damn, 7 exclamation points.
Mm-hmm.
So Kayvon is happy for Saquon.
That's because of the team.
Yes.
That's the only thing that we're talking about.
I think the team plays a big role in it.
That's the only thing he's talking about.
Why? What does that tweet look like if it's the Texans?
It's like, I'm happy for you, bro. Congrats, man. Have fun down in Texas. No state taxes, bro. You're going to love it. We won't see you ever, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Peace.
And by the way, the Saquon this year, $13.25 million against the cap. Next year, $11.25 million against the cap.
Does that make you feel better?
Much better. Much. Where the Giants are at, needing the offensive line, they could not spend $13
million. So I just want to make this clear. When the Eagles win the Super Bowl, I will make you feel better the next day by saying, but their cap number was high.
Right, but the Eagles are in a position to go try and win the Super Bowl.
Of course.
The Saquon deal is not Saquon himself, but it's the deal that the Jets should be trying to make.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
Like a player, whatever, the guy that you need in whatever position you're talking about, the Jets should be going to make that kind of deal because the Eagles are trying to win a Super Bowl.
100%.
They know what their window is. It's probably two or so years. It's not a coincidence that Saquon's deal is basically 2 years guaranteed and the rest is all fungible stuff. But, I mean, they want to win a Super Bowl.
No,
you got to go make deals and get the best players available when your window is wide open. The Giants' window's not open.
The Giants are not in go-for-it mode. The Eagles are. The Jets should be. On the Jets a little bit later on, though.
I don't know why they're not yet.
I know. It's been 3 hours. Right. And I'm like, what the heck? Joe, are we going to do something? Let's get to some of your calls in reaction to this. Breaking news. Gerrit Cole going for an MRI. Saquon Barkley's done in New York. He signs with the Philadelphia Eagles. Bob in Westchester. What's up, Bob?
Hi, guys. Yeah. So the deal is that Shane blew this because not for the reason that Evan was saying. Tiki's 100% right. You don't trade him like this. But I think he should have signed him. Even when his interview talking about the increase in the salary cap,
right.
All of a sudden there was these found extra, say, $30 million.
Yep.
You couldn't find an extra million or two to give Saquon It sends a great message. This guy, everything you heard about, he's such an all-star in the clubhouse. The guy works his ass off.
Right.
He's very talented. He catches the ball out of the backfield. We could have found an extra $2 million to sign him. And then coupled with the signing of Runyon today, and then if you draft Joe Alt, you kind of fix your offensive line right. stuff. And now you got Daniel Jones you're committed to. You'd still have Saquon, and then you find a receiver in a third round or something, and there you go.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that sounds like a winning plan. But I think, you know that old cliche, when someone tells you what they want, listen to them?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like Joe Shane has been telling us for a while, we don't really want Saquon Barkley. Just like when Joe Shane had a exploratory meeting with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
He was kind of saying, without actually saying it, because saying it would have been signing Russell Wilson, yeah, we're kind of ready to move on from Daniel Jones too.
Yeah.
Right? With all the things we heard from the combine. I think the problem for Giant fans is that they're listening to themselves instead of listening what Joe Shane is actually saying.
Well, they also disagree with what the GM is saying.
Right. And so you have to let him make his decisions. If he fails, he fails. But it's his prerogative, like Bobby Brown used to say, to make your own decisions. Now, if it works, we'll laud him. If it doesn't and it falls apart and this thing crumbles, because all I get from my friends, my floor and park text chain is, oh, this team's a mess. Nobody knows what's going on. There's no plan. Like, maybe there is a plan. It just hasn't revealed itself yet.
Is that about a jet plan?
Giant plan.
Oh, because you said floor and park. I got confused.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you think floor and park is jet country?
Well, I don't think anything in New Jersey is jet country.
You realize that Giants used to practice at Fairleigh Dickinson.
No, I know,
which is right there.
Well, hold on. I can't be the only one that when you said my friends at Florham Park, I thought you meant like Jets executives.
I mean like my friends who actually live in Florham Park, the majority of whom are Giant fans.
I'm just making
sure. Despite being a stone's throw away from Jet Stadium Jets practice facility.
Yeah, I'm just making sure. You were confused there over there, Sean.
I'm just relieved to know the Jets still are renting in Giant territory.
All right.
Yes, they are.
Steve is in Bloomfield. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
First time, long time.
Thanks
for
calling.
Awesome. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in. Defend Joe Shane a little bit on the not trading him.
Go ahead.
In the middle of the season, because I do agree with Tiki, but he was also literally trying to resign him, right? I mean, he did make him that offer.
That's a good point.
That was reported by Ryan Dunleavy, I think, last year in the neighborhood of like $12.5 million per year, correct?
Yeah, last
that
year.
Sounds right.
But last year they tried to sign him. But ask yourself this, Steve. Were they, and this is a great question that I hope we get an answer to, were they trying to re-sign him this year?
Hmm. Well, it seemed that way. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, they could have easily at this point just hit the reset and been like, yeah, let him walk. But it feels like to me, because people are kind of hating on Joe Shane, but like,
right. But he basically got the offer with the Eagles that the Giants basically offered him a year ago. Maybe it was $1 million less.
Here's the thing. There was a report 6 days ago, mm-hmm. and a lot can happen in 6 days, that the New York Giants and Saquon Barkley made no contract offers to each other as free agency.
I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about last season.
Okay, they did last year. They tried to sign him last year, 100%. But last year's last year. This is this year.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't make any contract offer in the last 6 days, I'm going to assume that in the last 48 hours leading up to legal tampering at noon, they also didn't make an offer. So if the Giants weren't even making an offer to Saquon Barkley, did they even try to keep him?
Well, let's think about this from an objective standpoint. If you're Joe Shane, you know that you have the 17? What year is he drafted?
2018
Rookie of the Year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And then he has a series of seasons where he's injured, ineffective, etc. Sometimes he looked great. Sometimes he looked, you know, average. And then he comes back in your first year in a prove it year, which they told him, dude, you got to go prove it. And he rushes for 1,300 yards. And it's like, all right, maybe he is that guy. Let's offer him a $12.5 million a year season contract over the next 3 years. So whatever, I don't know what the contract offer was. He turns it down.
Yeah.
And then he, okay, I'll play on the tag. And he comes back and he rushes for 900 yards, misses three games. Sometimes he looked good. A lot of times he looked average. Is that encouraging you to, yep, I need that guy? It's not, because it fits, unfortunately, with the trend of his career. Yeah, I'm going to have a good season. Then I'm going to have some down season. Oh, yeah, maybe I'll have another good season. You just, as appealing as we want to make it feel, it probably wasn't for someone who's coming in with clean eyes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the history isn't there for Joe Shane and Dabes. It's not the same as us who have seen Saquon at his best, been pissed off and mad at him when he's been hurt or ineffective. It's different. They're looking at a clean slate. So they've valued it at a probably significant discount than what we valued it at. Right. And so we're getting pissed off because we're trying to hold Joe Shane and Dabes or whoever's running this internally. We're trying to hold their evaluation to our standard, and that's not fair to them. And so they made a decision. They're going to have to sleep with it? Of course they will. But we still have a lot to determine whether or not this is a successful offseason, not just talking about Saquon Barkley.
Of course. Of course. There's a lot of moves to be made, and we could look back at this years from now and say, hey, it turned out to be a great decision. I'm just curious if, knowing from the latest reporting that was a week ago that there was no contract offers made to Saquon Barkley, and I assume that didn't change in the last 4 days, if we're okay with that. Like, does that bother you, Sean, or are you all right with that?
I'm all right with it. Like, again, it goes back to the trading floor. I would just say this. If you take away how many jerseys Saquon sold and the pristine of where he was drafted and everything he meant to some of the younger fans, is it good business to pay a guy right off the bat $13 million this year, $11 million the following year, who's rushed for 1,000 yards only three times in 6 years, who's only played and started every game in a season his rookie year? Is that good business?
I guess what I'm confused by.
So it's an emotional reaction.
Exactly.
That's the challenge.
Okay, so a week ago.
And it's hard to take the emotion out of it.
A week ago, when you said on the radio to us, hey, I'll be annoyed if we don't keep Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Your words, not mine.
No, I agree. I said it, yes.
Then what happened in 6 days?
Because remember, I was reacting to the Joe Shane press conference where he said he was shocked by the expansion of the cap. He referenced that the franchise tag was not off the table. And just like you two were debating, I went back to not even entertaining trade calls. So those elements, the idea of not entertaining a trade call, the idea of, well, you're telling me you still have the tag at your disposal, and that added up. To me, I was upset the moment they didn't tag him. Now that I see the money he got, I am in Joe Shane we trust. Do I think he made a mistake? Yes. But ultimately, best suited for this franchise, I prefer them not having these cap hits the next couple of years.
TJ is calling from Fairlawn. Good afternoon, TJ. TJ.
What's up, TJ?
TJ going once. All right, TJ, figure it out. Andrew's in Rockland. Hey, Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Andrew?
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, guys. Hey, first of all, I just want to let you know, Tiki, you're the man.
Thank you, bro.
I've been here all right, but since you're a Jet fan, you're all right. But listen, I want to go scorched earth right now on Saquon. I mean, I can't even describe how angry I am. And I'm a fan. I'm not like a crazy diehard fan. I follow the Giants. I follow the NFL. But for him to leave directly for the Eagles, and I don't, for the money, I get it. Take $1 million less and go somewhere else. Go anywhere else. I don't even care that we let him go. That's fine. I'm not mad at Joe Shane. I'm not at Dable, nothing like that. It's the fact that this man left for the Giants, not for the Eagles, which is crazy to me.
Right.
And I can't understand it.
Well, honestly, it's mercenary-ish, Andrew, because it's the most money.
Oh, yeah. Using that word again.
But it's just the fact.
Yes.
Right? The Giants probably had some conversation about what that value was for him. It was likely around the franchise number. $10, $11 million a year. the Houston Texans, they had a number on him, $11 million a year. The Eagles, it was just higher.
So here's the equation Saquon Barkley had to figure out. So he got, let's say, $26 million guaranteed from Philly. Is that the number we're talking about, 26 guaranteed?
26 guaranteed, yep.
Let's say the Texans were willing to go just a little bit less. Let's say it was 24 guaranteed and less potential to make money in incentives. So overall, what was the difference in the Texans' potential made-up offer right. and the Eagle offer? Let's say a couple million dollars.
Per year.
Per year.
Yes.
Now you factor in, I may make some of that back in Houston without state income tax. Saquon Barkley got to make a choice, and it was a choice I thought we laid out 5 days ago for him. You can take every last dime. You've earned that right, and you owe the Giants franchise nothing. You owe Joe Shane nothing. You owe Brian Daboll nothing.
Of course.
You owe them nothing.
Agreed.
And you have every right to take every last dime and stick it to the New York Giants. Maybe that's an inspiration for you. Maybe part of the inspiration is I do want to beat them. I want to shove it down their throats every time we play them twice a year. You have every right to make that decision. Understand, though, what comes with the consequences. And what comes with the consequences is that to many a Giant fan, you are dead to them. As Tiki eloquently said, what comes to them is that all those jerseys that are being worn, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
They're not being worn around MetLife Stadium. And again, that may not matter to Saquon Barkley. It doesn't even have to matter to Saquon Barkley. I'm just laying out the reality. The reality is you have every right to take every last time. You have every right to stick it to the Giants.
Of course.
You have every right to go to Philly. But with that comes the fact that you're the enemy now. Comes with the fact right. that fathers and mothers aren't going to let their kids wear your jersey anymore.
The visceral enemy.
You are the visceral enemy now.
It's a bad one. It's not like
my kid's elf on the shelf is named Saquon. Guess what? Attic when I get home becomes a dog chew toy.
Damn right. And you're not alone.
That's right.
And look, Saquon can be listening right now saying, yeah, I get it, but it's worth it. That's fine.
Look,
it may be worth it to you, but that's what you lose by going to Philly.
He had to know that the reaction would not be all lovey-dory. We still love you, Saquon. It's not going to be that, especially once they start playing.
Now, to defend Saquon, Ryan Dunleavy and Jordan Schultz both have this on the report. The Giants never made an offer to Saquon Barkley.
Right. That's my point.
By the way,
They were done with him after this season.
Totally.
You could feel it. You just kind of knew it was there, that they were done with him.
And that's why the option was to tag him and say either you play on the tag or we work out a contract we're good with.
The problem with that, Evan, is I don't think that they want him.
No, I think you're right. You're clearly right. I'm saying, looking at the Giants situation,
right.
I would have risked that thinking I'll get him on a friendly contract anyway. He probably wants to come back. But clearly, Joe Shane disagrees with me, disagreed with Sean from a week ago. He doesn't want him back.
It just tells you that from an X's and O's standpoint, not only do they not want him, they think they don't need him. And so that's just the reality of the game as it's played. If I'm talking about a contract side, mm-hmm. like we can tell you we don't need you to be successful or we don't need you to achieve what our goals are in 2024. It's not what the Eagles' goals are. It's not what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' goals are. It's not what the Kansas City Chiefs' re-goals are because they've already done it two years in a row. But you just don't fit our plan.
Danny.
No hard feelings type of thing, but you're dead to us.
Danny is calling from Hamden. What's up, Danny?
What's up, Danny?
Hey, guys. What's going on? I just, look. Lifelong Giant fan, live and die by him. Tiki, you are the best.
Thank you, bro.
We can argue plus and minus about Saquon. We can argue all day long. What I don't understand with this team and this organization is what is the direction? I don't understand and do not accept to hear that, 2 years ago, the playoff run, you know, it happened too early. They weren't ready. Crap. Don't give me that. It happened and you build upon success. The fact of the matter is, we've been sold a bunch of garbage. These guys are getting a pass. They had another horrendous draft. You know, obviously we know what's going on with Jones. He's out the door next. I just don't understand how this organization, what this organization has become, and the line of BS that he keeps. There's no strategy.
All right. So when you say horrendous draft, is maybe there's a half of a bad one, right? 2 years ago it was a pretty good draft. Last year, it was to be determined, but I like where Jalen Hyde is. Now maybe the offensive line is the biggest issue, but I think you're too quick to judge. I think that's part of the issue is that we're putting this in a microwave. We're nuking it. We're putting it in 30 seconds. This thing's going to be fully baked. All right, you ever tried to cook a I don't know, a lasagna in a microwave, it tastes like crap, right? It falls apart, right? Half of it's still cold. It's disgusting, right? You can't do that. You got to, you know, put the noodles in there. You got to throw the sauce in, put some water on top, you know, cut up the chicken or whatever the heck you want to meat and stick it in there. You got to bake it for a long time. And you got to take it out and put the cheese on top, you know, throw some garlic on there, garlic powder, you know, put some some breadcrumbs, some parmesan on top, stick it back in the oven again.
Build that ass first.
Bake it again. You just can't microwave, man. It's been 2 years. What are we talking about? It sounds like you're ready to fire the head coach and the general manager. They have no direction? That's nonsense. You know, we don't know what the direction is.
Well, look, from what they state publicly, from what the owner has stated publicly, the moves that they are making are not in concert with what is being called publicly.
What moves?
Well, let's start with the Jones. Let's start, you know, they basically have indicated that they have done nothing to support this kid, which I am in that boat.
Right.
You know,
that's fact.
And yet, let's look at this past year. What have they done? They've done a completely duplicate approach to what they've done in the past few years, and we know what the result is. So now we are in the state where they're going to go into a full rebuild. As you've indicated,
I don't think they're full rebuilding. That's a bit of a reach, man. That's a reach.
Oh, come on, Tiki. They brought Russell Wilson in, so you know what the writing is on the wall about Jones's contract.
No, they're gonna sign a free agent quarterback. And if they could have gotten Russell Wilson for $1.2 million to compete with Daniel Jones, would that not have been worth it? I don't understand how that's a bad thing. Now, maybe it is an indication that they're done with Daniel Jones, but Russell's cheap. Russ is cheap.
Look, I don't mind that, and I applaud them if they are to go that route. But if you put it and pair it with the information that's coming out in regards to the love affair with McCarthy, you know, come on. You know, with the lack of interest in Saquon, they're not building for today. They're building for 3-4 years down the road again. And look, I know I sound spoiled. I know I sound impatient. But the frustration is beyond belief.
You know what the problem is? Tell me if I'm wrong about this. And I know that when I say it, it bothers you because it led to something. But I sit here today a year and a half later, and I wonder if the success in 2022 had more harm than good.
Of course it does.
And that's kind of the issue.
It makes you think you're ready to be better.
Well, it makes you say, and maybe things are different.
Right.
And move on from Saquon a year ago. They move on from Daniel Jones a year ago. Two things they're inevitably doing.
Right.
Maybe this happens quicker, and this rebuild our last caller's talking about, and I think it's a partial rebuild. I don't think it's a full rebuild. You go out and sign John Runyon and you improve this offensive line. Obviously, you're adding players, but they're going to draft a young quarterback. At least we think they are. That's a partial rebuild. But the success in 2022...
But
delay
it's not a
the inevitable.
But it's not a rebuild when you have a veteran who's making $40 million on your team.
But he's only going to be here for one more year, and then he's gone.
But it doesn't matter. But when you say a rebuild, that means you're doing what the Vikings are doing. You're signing two backup tight ends for $2 million, right? For whatever reason, they signed Jonathan Grenard. It doesn't make any sense if they're in a rebuild. But I guess they're just trying to wait and see. Maybe we'll get a pretty decent quarterback, one in free agency or one in the draft, and we'll support ourselves with our defense and try to compete. They feel like they're in a rebuild. The Giants don't, to me, feel like they're in a rebuild. It's like it's a lazy way of saying I don't like what they've done.
It's a partial rebuild. You could at least see that.
Of course.
Is that a full rebuild? No, I wouldn't agree with that.
You can't have a $40 million a year quarterback and say you're in a rebuild. You just can't.
But you're going out to replace that $40 million a year quarterback.
But you have not replaced that $40 million a year quarterback.
But you think they will.
I don't know what they're going to do. I honestly have no idea.
No, but you know, because the moment they started talking to Russell Wilson, you said it and I agree with you. You're like, they're done with Daniel Jones.
Of course.
So they're clearly done with him.
But that doesn't mean that he's gone in a year.
No.
It doesn't mean, like, Daniel Jones still has every opportunity. Now, people don't want to hear this because maybe they're done with Daniel Jones. There is a good chance Daniel Jones comes back healthy and balls, that he's amazing. Because we saw a little bit of that two seasons ago. And if he's healthy and the offensive line is somewhat more stabilized, they get better offensive line coaching. I love Bobby Johnson. He's a good man. He sucked coaching the offensive line last year. It was inexcusable to have the mistakes that happened on that offensive line week over week over week over week. They are better in coaching. They'll be better in personnel, and they'll be younger and more, I think, hopefully more engaged now that there is an urgency on this team.
If
that's what they're trying to get after.
If the Giants didn't have the shocking success of 2022, and it was shocking to all of us.
Of course it was.
I don't think any of us saw that coming.
Nobody.
Being a playoff team that winning a playoff game.
Even I thought they were winning five games.
We all thought it. If that doesn't happen, the inevitability would have happened sooner. Saquon Barkley wouldn't have been here for an extra year,
nope.
And Daniel Jones wouldn't have been here for two extra years.
That's right.
And I think that's the frustrating thing.
Right.
That while it was fun in the moment, and I get you guys' point of, well, it helped Brian Daboll and helped Joe Shane. Sure, it helped them.
But it doesn't
make... it delayed the way they're building this roster.
But it doesn't make them wrong for trying what they did last season. And it just didn't work out. It doesn't make them wrong for doing that. Were they going to just, all right, yeah, I know we won 10 games and we won a playoff game. You know what? Let's just strip it down. Let's just get rid of the quarterback. We'll get rid of Saquon. We'll go find some better assets and, you know, rebuild after going to the playoffs. Who the hell does that?
Yeah.
Right? You even said it, Evan.
Like, it would have been strange.
The next season was a failure if you don't take another step forward. In some ways, you just got to kind of even try that. But it doesn't mean that you've become this failure. And I hear this, and it drives me nuts. I almost want to, like, delete all of my text chains because everybody's like, oh, the Giants have no plan. You don't know that. They do have a plan. It's just it got derailed because of last year.
Unfortunately, this is partially your fault because he got one of the many, I'm sure, Giants have no plan text messages in the Mets text chat that he's in.
Yes.
Figuring out it's peaceful. But we'll just be breaking down the Met batting order.
But everybody's saying the same thing.
I get you.
Right. They're parakeeting the same thing.
But I think they're frustrated.
You're frustrated because they had a bad season after going to the playoffs two seasons ago?
I think that there's some frustration.
What are you frustrated for? You're pissed off because Saquon Barkley's no longer a Giant?
Yes.
Get over it. It's football. Dude, free agency happens. Have you not paid attention to what's happening in the running back market around the NFL for the last three seasons? It's literally musical chairs. It's, all right, got this guy for this year. Oh, forget him. He's gone. I know he had a great season, DeAndre Swift in Philadelphia. You're going to Chicago this year. Hey, Derrick Henry, I know you're on your way to being a Hall of Famer, but you know what? We're done with you. We'll see you in Seattle or wherever the hell you end up. It's musical chairs at a position that has been so marginalized in the National Football League that while the cap has gone up 60% over the last decade, think about this. The last decade, the running backs are now making just a couple million dollars more than I was making.
Mm.
I've been retired for 18 seasons. I'm not even joking, dude.
I'm not joking.
Quarterbacks, when I was playing, were making 20-something million dollars a year, and it was like, oh, my Lord. Those dudes are making 60. 60. And we want to talk about Saquon Barkley. They got rid of Saquon Barkley. Oh, because they got rid of Saquon Barkley, they have no plan. Go scratch. Go kiss ass.
I love fired up Tiki.
This is like
great.
Yeah.
Fired up Tiki. By the way, you know, you heard earlier in the show, about an hour and 10 minutes ago, if you weren't listening, me coping as a Jet fan with losing Bryce Huff to the Eagles. And then about 10 minutes later, you heard the coping of Sean Morash. Not really as much you, Tiki.
No,
you've
coping.
Been very firm about this.
Celebrating.
No, you're coping. That's part of the coping. You heard Sean coping about Saquon Barkley going to the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up in about the next 8 minutes, a new way of coping that's very creative. A conspiracy theory making the rounds in the Yankee universe around Gerrit Cole's injury. This is some interesting coping here. A real live, intriguing conspiracy around Gerrit Cole not actually being hurt. We'll get to that coming up in the next 8 minutes. But right now, John is calling from Dallas. How are you, John?
You know, I used to think you guys had such an awesome job, but then you got to deal with some of these callers today. I just, I don't know, man. I'm not upset that Saquon's gone, to be honest with you, and I didn't think that they were ever going to re-sign him anyway.
Yep.
I thought it was all about getting the comp pick next year in the draft, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's, I think, was the ultimate plan all along. But I think the one thing that gets me with the Giants, yeah, there is a plan. I mean, they're rebuilding, and yeah, Evan, you're right. That winning, getting to the playoffs that one year really did kind of ruin things because they had a false hope of, hey, we could do this. does this mean that McKinney could be back now that there's money?
Yeah.
That's the one player that gets me in this whole free agency thing that there's no outrage that they're not going to resign a 20-something-year-old safety.
Well, I think the market – well, it's interesting. That market for safeties is so compelling because for a minute we saw it skyrocketing, right? It felt like it was like jumping towards what cornerbacks and wide receivers were making. But what we've seen this season is that – I think literally $100 million of safety contracts was just cut.
Yeah.
Just like let go.
Yeah.
Not even, no trade, no, just see ya. Justin Simmons is the prime example. Three-time, four-time pro, all-pro, Pro Bowl, like unbelievable safe player for the Broncos. That likely has a lot to do with Russ's cap hit. But we know what the value positions are. Quarterback is number one. Big wide receivers are number two, or I guess impactful because Tyreek Hill is not big. Cornerbacks, edge rushers, those that protect the edges, those are the positions that are increasing in value. But because football has become so wide open, and you often see three or four, sometimes five wide receiver sets, especially if you have a running back and they play that skill position, that these banging safeties, like these big impactful safeties, they're not as useful anymore because they can't cover. Right, what was Jamal Adams' fatal flaw as a safety? The dude couldn't cover.
No.
He was bad. And so, like, I think that the market for safeties is very undetermined. And so what Joe Shane is doing, kind of similar to what he was doing with Saquon Barkley, is he's letting the market tell him what it is, as opposed to, well, I value you this much, and so I'm going to overpay you to stay here. Now, if we lose Avery McKinney, I'd be upset. Because Xavier McKinney, at least in Wink's system, don't know what's going to be the case in this new system, but in Wink's system, he was the green dot. They had a safety, not a linebacker, the guy calling the play. So it tells you the value of him to this defense and to what they were trying to do. And losing him, I think, is a bigger hit to this Giants team than losing Saquon.
I do want to go back a couple of days. As you may recall, Saquon Barkley going to the Philadelphia Eagles became a rumor about 3 days ago. And the rumor started from Howard Eskin out in Philadelphia. He's like the Mike Francesa of Philadelphia sports talk in a lot of ways. A legend. He's sort of half retired. And he's actually the father of our leaving program director. So he put out there days ago, hey, there's a mutual interest between Saquon Barkley and the Philadelphia Eagles. And Tiki Barber on our show put together a very good kind of warning towards Saquon Barkley that a lot of people in Philadelphia, they were not thrilled with. A lot of Giant fans, they may have liked it. If you missed it from a few days ago, here's a little bit of Tiki Barber warning Saquon Barkley about going to Philadelphia.
The fact that Saquon would even contemplate going to play for that team in Philadelphia is insulting to his Giant history and legacy. Saquon very well not be a New York Giant. I know that Joe Shane is having conversations, but it just doesn't feel like it's going to work out. Go to Baltimore. Go to Houston. Go to LA Chargers. Do not go to the Philadelphia Eagles, because if you do, that appreciation and respect and reverence that we all have for you, Saquon, will be lost. It'll be gone. We want to still respect and love him. Mm. If he goes to Houston and he's down there with C.J. Stroud and they do some great stuff and, hell, he even wins a championship, we'll feel happy for him.
Yeah.
No matter what happens when he does in Philadelphia, we will hate it. Don't let the nonsense, Saquon. Don't let the Howard Eskins of the world and his traitor son who's going down the road influence you to go into the cesspool of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Go kiss ass.
You're going to turn into one of those people that we hate.
Yeah.
And we don't want that.
Yeah.
We don't. Like, we'll respect you, but we'll hate you. And that's not a good thing. Your jersey at 2-6 that we see all over the stadium, it won't be worn anymore.
Gone.
It'll be gone.
Gone.
It'll be burned.
Burned.
In some cases.
Yeah.
Do not, without any doubt, go to Philadelphia.
I thought that was brilliant. Well, I just want to let you know that the leader of that cesspool in Philadelphia is Howard Eskin. And Howard Eskin couldn't wait. Couldn't wait. As soon as Barkley signed with the Eagles, the first thing Howard Eskin did was he got to go on his phone, and he's got to go, and he's got a slam dunk on my guy Tiki. Here's what he just wrote. Tiki. Now Philadelphia is putting their foot up your New York butt. Wipe the tears away now that Saquon Barkley is on hashtag Eagles and know the New York Giants are still 2 to 3 years away from being 2 to 3 years away. From being 2 to 3 years away.
Okay.
Get over it.
Yeah, we'll get over it quick. He's dead to us. And by the way, you'll never, ever live down the fact that the last touchdown in the vet was scored by a barber.
Oh.
Eat it.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
that.
Can't change that, Eskin.
What? By the way, I forgot about this. Not the first time the Eagles have done this and had it blown up in their face.
What else?
DeMarco Murray, they signed to a 5-year, 42 mil from the rival Cowboys, and they had to trade Murray for a 4th-round pick after year one because it was a complete failure because he was in year 7 of his career, mm-hmm. and he started to fade as a running back.
Oh, interesting.
I know you don't want to hear this, but I want to be fair. Can I be an IFO for a second?
I kind of forgot about that.
No, so the Eagles do make mistakes.
No, of course they do. As an independent football observer who does not like Philadelphia, I am on your side in anti-Philly vitriol. When the Giants play the Eagles, it's not even a question. I root for Big Blue. Mm-hmm. And just for the record, today I've got half my beard blue, half my beard red. There have been some rumors that I am doing that to support the Giants or to support the Rangers. That is not true. The blue is for the Rangers. The red is for the Devils. I am celebrating local hockey night tonight.
Ah.
A huge game between the Rangers and Devils.
Don't be mad when you're upset, Sean.
I'm representing both teams. That's all.
I appreciate it.
Anyhow, we had heard for weeks and weeks that something was amiss in the Eagles locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it was.
Right.
I don't think any of us still know what it was. Saquon Barkley, even though he doesn't have this track record of winning a lot of games, not his fault, feels like the calming influence.
Oh, without a doubt.
A room like that right. really needs.
Because he comes in and everybody knows what he's capable of doing. And again, I said it before and I'll say it again. He's one of the hardest workers you'll ever see. Now, he's had it bad luck injury-wise, but from a hardworking leadership standpoint, He should be great for that locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's probably one of the reasons that Howie Roseman brings a guy like that in.
Yeah.
Because you know what you're going to get when he's healthy on the field, but you also know what he's, or at least you think you know, what he is in the locker room.
That's why I get a part of the cope is to rip the Philadelphia Eagles and say, this is going to blow up in their face. I don't think it's going to blow up in their face. They added a dynamic offensive mm-hmm. weapon. They're in go-for-it mode, which they should be.
Right.
The locker room stuff we just talked about. And, like, what is the ultimate risk here? Like, it's really not that high.
Yeah, it's $13 million a year for 2 years.
That's it. So I think the Eagles made a smart move, as much as I can't stand them. But I get it. You guys need to cope. I respect that. Quick call, then I want to get to the Yankee conspiracy, and you tell me if you can buy it. Maybe it'll relax some Yankee fans, speaking of coping. But first, let's go to Pete in Babylon. How are you, Pete?
Hey, boys. Listen, a big deep breath. Big deep breath, Loogie, Sean, Tiki, I love you guys. We got to take a deep breath a second. Listen, I've been calling you guys for months. Offensive line.
Right, and they already started that with John Rundon.
I love Tiki, and I'm upset that he's gone. But listen,
Tiki.
God bless him.
Saquon.
He's thinking of you, Tiki.
Saquon.
I'm sorry, Tiki. I mean Saquon. Right. I love him. But God bless him. Go make the money because it's all about the money. Listen, let's not forget that, guys. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it, he doesn't give a flying crap about where he was going to go. He's going to take the most. Tiki, you were there in that position.
Right,
if you get offered that kind of money, you're going to take it.
How can you say no?
God bless him. Go.
How can you say no?
You get Runyon. If you're going to tell me that you can't afford Barkley and an offensive lineman, and you go and you sign John Runyon, and you go and draft Joe Wall, you have an opportunity now to have an all-pro left tackle in Thomas, an all-pro center in Schmitz, an all-pro right tackle in Runyon, and an all-pro right guard. I'm sorry, guard in Runyon, and a tackle in Joe Wall. You just solidify your offensive line for the next 5 years.
Right. And by the way, that's the formula for success, Pete. And I know you've called multiple times and said that same thing, and you're echoing what I'm saying. You got to have the stability up front. I say it all the time. The only reason that I rushed for 10,000 yards and had so much success is because my five guys, those five guys that I played with at the end of my career were amazing. And we know it because they went and won a Super Bowl the following season. It takes like a core in order for anything good to happen on a football team.
Yeah, look, the Giants and the Jets, but the Giants went out and did something in adding John Runyon. They need just solidness
right.
on their offensive line.
Depth. They need depth.
Depth. solidness, right. A guy that can go out and play basically all the time.
Right.
Like, John Runyon is not all pro. He's not Quentin Nelson. He hasn't proven that yet. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe because he's only 26 years old, he becomes that guy. That'd be fantastic. But for right now, what I would look at it and say, okay, I got a guard that's going to go out there and play every game and not suck like the awful guard play the Giants had a year ago.
Right, played 200. He had played 888 snaps a season ago. 17 games, 888 snaps. Gave up 2 sacks.
Before we get back to many Giant fans, we'll mix in some Jets because it's been 3.5 hours and they've done nothing. Is this coping or is this brilliant? And I have now heard this conspiracy theory from 5 different Yankee fans. A few of them prominent on social media, one a close friend of mine. They've all come together with, I think, a Gerrit Cole coping mechanism. Now, the truth is, we don't know what's going to happen with Gerrit Cole. This is obviously a very nervous time. He's going for an MRI. If you're just sitting down in your car or you're putting your office radio on, Gerrit Cole needs an MRI. Aaron Boone already told us we're probably not getting an update today, may not get an update tomorrow, and the MRI is on his elbow. So, obviously, Yankee fans have been fearing the worst. So, here is the conspiracy theory. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Scott Boras.
Oh, God.
You like how it starts there?
I just know where you're going.
Scott Boras. This is not where I'm going.
There's no way.
This is where Yankee fans are going.
No way this is true.
Including one of the most prominent Yankee fans out there, John Boy, who I've got nothing but respect for. But I've heard it from numerous people even before him. Even before it went up to the Yankee totem pole and got the John Boy. Scott Boras represents Gerrit Cole.
Oh, jeez.
He calls up Garrett, says, hey, Garrett, what's going on? Garrett's like, hi, Scott. How you doing? And he says, hey, look, I need a favor. All right. It's just a little tiny favor. I'm actually talking to the Yankees about Blake Snell. We're having good conversations. We're still kind of with each other. Would you want Blake to be your teammate? Oh, my God. That would be amazing, Scott. All right. I think I know what we can do to push Hal and Brian over the finish line.
Stop.
What do we need to do, Scott? Scare the crap out of them. I know there's nothing wrong. Make something up. You know, make just you're feeling sore. You're not feeling great. You're tired. Just scare them. Go for an MRI. Scott, you know I hate MRIs. Those tubes scare me. I know, but it's for the team, man. Remember that contract I got you from the Yankees? Got you $300 million. I'm just trying to get Blake $125. I mean, come on. You know, help me out here. Okay, Scott, you got it. I'll talk to you later. Let me know.
There's no chance. There's no chance that that was actually how it went.
So that's coping from Yankee
fans?
That's
coping.
Okay.
That is a complete fabrication of hope. Right, there's no chance.
You can't see Scott Boras calling up Gerrit Cole saying, can you do me a favor?
I can't see Gerrit Cole doing that. He seems like such a straight shooter. Like, awkward in his ability to lie.
Yeah.
there's no way that he would do that. No chance.
I do want to make something very, very clear. I think this is insane.
Right.
I think this is the height of coping. And I know something about coping. I cope all the time as a sports fan. Maybe I'm coping with this Mets season by thinking they're actually going to be good. I have no idea. So I think it's ridiculous, but I don't know. Sean, you just coped about Saquon Barkley.
No,
is this something you can kind of wrap your arms around?
Now, I'll tell you this. I'm going to pivot off your cope with Gerrit Cole here and say, it wouldn't shock me if Boras called Cole after the news came out and said, lay it to me straight, Gert. How bad is this? Because I got to use this for Blake's now
leverage.
I see.
That makes sense.
The after, not the before, I think is entirely plausible.
Right.
Look, I said this to you weeks ago, and it's obvious. I wasn't splitting the atom here. I said, spring training inevitably will bring injuries to pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. You hope it's not you. You hope it's not us. But it's going to happen. It started earlier with Bradish in Baltimore. It happens. It continued with Kodai Senga with the Mets. It happens. Sonny Gray banged up with St. Louis. It happens. Lucas Giolito's done for the year. It happens. Like, this was so obvious. And what I said to you was, it's the best thing that could ever happen to Scott Boras.
Yeah.
Because all you need is one team. Obviously, the Mets aren't doing it. Obviously, the Cardinals don't seem to be doing it. They bought enough pitchers this year. And the Red Sox care more about soccer than they do baseball. They're not doing it. I will tell you this right now. As skeptical as I am about Hal Steinbrenner and his want to spend, if the news comes back bad about Gerrit Cole,
yeah,
tax be damned.
Right. One of those guys is here.
Yes. Well, I do believe that.
Jordan Montgomery or
better.
Or Blake Snell.
Yes.
It's hard
better
to disagree with that.
Yeah, and that's a compliment too.
Because there's not enough else there.
Well, and I also think, like, as much as Howell wouldn't want to pay the enormous tax, which is 110% of whatever they spend on Snelling Montgomery, I also think he wants to win.
Yeah, he can't. They can't suck. They can't have a season where there's questions about Rodon, it's questions about Seve. Right, you just can't have a season like that where the Yankees maybe finish under 500.
Well, okay.
By the way, so, Nestor, Seve's his problem now.
I mean, you know what I meant. Nestor, Seve. Actually, Seve was great.
I know.
It is
five scoreless.
He was great.
More on Seve later. Right. I have a thought. I want to get to it now.
Good catch, Sean.
Yeah, good catch. I'm so used to it. I was like, yeah, Seve, he needs to be good. Here's where I will disagree with you. And again, if this is going to cause Yankee fans to be mad at me, understand I'm coming from an IBO perspective, an independent baseball observer. Last week on the radio, I said to you, I'm leaning towards picking the Yankees to win 103 games this year.
Yeah.
Honest to God prediction. And a part of why I think that is I think this offense is going to be awesome. Okay? Now, there's some slight concern about Aaron Judge. I'm not there yet. He's probably going to play Wednesday. Let's wait and see. If I believe they can win 103 games, and now you tell me the best pitcher in baseball is out.
Yeah.
He's not even going to pitch this season, which is a complete hypothetical. Do you really think I would take a team that I think is capable of winning 103 games and say they may win 80? There's no pitcher worth that much.
Well,
do you see what I'm saying?
Well, there's also if Cole is compromised,
yeah.
Rodon is compromised.
No. But hold on.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Ev, I don't know that Rodon's going to be great. I don't know that Nestor's going to be back to what Nestor was two seasons ago. Like, I don't know what even Stroman's going to be. I know spring training can give you an indication, but they're not going to get by just outscoring every opponent.
But hold on a second.
This is not going to happen.
I'm not disagreeing. I want you to hear me out on this. And I know it's tough to do today because of the Gerrit Cole news.
Right.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, Sean said, hey, I think the Yankees are going to win the World Series. You haven't said firmly what you think the Yankees are going to be.
Yeah.
But if you thought...
Because I have no idea what the Yankees are going to be.
And that's fine. But if you thought...
They're confounding to me this year.
I respect that. But if you thought, like Sean, hey, I think they're going to win 98 games and win the World Series, or me, who thought genuinely, hey, I think they're going to win 103 games, baseball doesn't work as great of an impact as Cole has, that I would now say, forget 103,
yeah,
they're going to win 83.
Yeah, you're just assuming you're right, though.
No, but I'm assuming that's how I feel about the team, not if yes. I'm right or not.
Okay, but
like,
not everybody,
I don't know if Sean's going to be
not
right.
Not everybody feels that way about the team.
No, but if you felt as if they were a mid-90s win team. Obviously, if you didn't, then they're screwed. If you thought they were going to win 82 games, well, yeah, they're screwed. If you thought they were a 95-win team, do you really think, as valuable as Garrett is?
I haven't said what I think this team is.
I know, that's why.
I don't know what the pitching is. I don't have confidence in it right yet.
That's why you're not the best example with this, because you haven't said, hey, Evan, I think they're going to win 95
right.
games. If you
I told you I'm worried about Stanton, right? I know that Volpe's had a really good spring with his flattened swing. He'll be fine, but, Peraza is now out, right? Indefinitely. What's the number?
He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks
right,
as well,
yeah.
probably.
He's out, right? What's the role player situation like? I don't know what the Martian situation is like. There's a lot of questions.
I get all the questions.
There's a lot of questions. It's hard for me to say with as many question marks that over every Rizzo's better be Rizzo, DJ better be DJ. There's all these little question marks. They're not huge, but there's a huge one
because
of Cole. But there's all these little question marks. Literally everywhere.
I get that.
Even Judge. What the hell is midsummer? What the fatigue? What the heck? Whatever.
He's dealing with like midsummer fatigue
like,
in spring.
What the hell is that? I don't even know what that means.
But my point is, if you believed in the team and you think they were going to be good, which you haven't said, I'm not calling you out on this. I find it crazy to think that one starting pitcher, as good as he'd be, is going to change your alteration by 20 games.
He did win the Cy Young a year ago.
He's great, dude. He's the most reliable pitcher in baseball. Do you think that affects the Yankee record by 20 games?
No.
Do people really think that?
No, but you had him as a 100-win team.
That's me.
I don't know what I have them at.
I know. That's why I can't call you out on this. I can only call Sean out on this.
No, it's not 20 games, but could it be 8 to 10 games?
Yes. By the way, fine.
Sure. Yeah, so if I thought they were at 103, does it slot him back to like a 90-win team where you just outslug teams all the season? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it does absolutely change your World Series expectations because you need him in the postseason series.
I understand.
So, yeah, you could still be a playoff team, but your ceiling changes.
What I'm merely saying, and you know what? Cope or not, I said it about Edwin Diaz. I said, this is a horrible break for the Mets. It affects them. No one's denying it won't affect them.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to derail your season if you think the team is good.
Yeah.
If you don't think the Yankees are good, and look, you laid out a million reasons of questions you have. Well, Gerrit Cole's not changing that.
No.
Gerrit Cole's not changing your questions about Giancarlo or Judge's health.
Right.
I'm merely saying isn't the NBA.
It's just another thing, though. That's my point.
I get
it's just another thing.
More on Gerrit Cole a little bit later on. When we come back, Saquon Barkley is a Philadelphia Eagle. How does it make you feel?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.